Morena, happy Monday. How you going? Monday the 8th, we're on the slide now, aren't we? Quite excited about the slide. I have a bloody enormous week. Very good week. Just opened up my planner and gone, holy moly, Mother of Mary. So I'm in Christchurch, in the beautiful Christchurch, having an amazing time. I'm at a very big event, which is an event for professional conference organisers. So these people are extraordinary, man. They are like next level extraordinary, so capable, so amazing, so calm under pressure, just handle mega events all the time. So they're pretty cool people. So it's a bit of a privilege to get to hang out with them all en masse. And there's so many cool people. And it's all of Australasia. So there's a whole lot from Australia, a whole lot from New Zealand, all enjoying the beautiful Te Pai venue in Christchurch. I love Christchurch. God, I love Christchurch. If you haven't been to Christchurch for a while, get down there. Get down there. It's so lovely. It's the coolest, newest old city in the world. And it's so well thought out. And the food, oh, amazing restaurants. Spent yesterday, whipped around a couple of shops, the beautiful Ballantyne's. There's a Ballantyne's is like the only bloody department store left standing in New Zealand now, because we lost Kirkcaldy's and we've lost Smith & Coe, and God, do I love a department store at Christmas. So had a little bit of a break in the conference schedule yesterday and just swished around. And they've got all those department store little areas. Oh, amazing. So finished my Christmas shopping. Aha! There you go. I'm all done. What about you? I am done, 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 done. I've got a few things yet to arrive on the courier. So I have a little note in my notes app on my phone. So it's with me wherever I go of everything I'm buying and everything I need. And I am done. That is so good. Is that not good? Just working on a couple of menus. Have decided to make a gingerbread bombed Alaska. If you don't know what bombed Alaska is, fuck, it's an extravaganza. So because I'm a gluttard, I've got to make my own gingerbread. If you're not, you could just buy it. You slice it and you line it's called a Dolly Varden tin, which is a tin that's shaped kind of, you know, they do those cakes where it looks like the dress of a doll. Anyway, it's a weird, like a steam pudding kind of tin. And you line the tin with sponge, or in this case, gingerbread. And then this is going to have a salted caramel with caramel salted sauce. Oh my God. Ice cream poured into the gingerbread. And then you cover it with more gingerbread. So the entire external walls are gingerbread. And then you freeze it for a day. And then you get it out and you cover it in an Italian meringue, and then you get a little blowtorch and you blow torch the whole bloody thing. And then you serve it. And so you let it chill out before, you let it sit on the bench for an hour before you serve it, so that the sponge is thawed. And then you've got a toasted marshmallow gingerbread with ice cream. Hopefully, if you get your timing right, still frozen in the middle. Legend. So I'm just collecting a few last minute recipes. I'm doing a cauliflower cheese, but a bit of a rustic one with the cauliflower leaves roasted. Anyway, that's a recipe I've been playing with. I'm doing some yummy carrots. I'm really into Christmas carrots, man. Organic all the way. What else am I doing? I'm doing ham, glazed ham. If you want my ham recipe, flick me a message, because I have the best glazed ham recipe, I swear to God, in New Zealand, possibly in Australasia. So I can send you that super easy. And I love a hot ham. That's as far as I've got. Oh, and smashed potatoes. Got to do those. So kind of simple but exquisite food. Done simple but exquisite gifts. Done the gifting. That's all good. And so that was lovely to have a swish around. And then I was working in the afternoon because I ran a workshop yesterday on personal branding. So that was pretty cool. Then had a wee networking event, you know, a few canapes, bit of champagne, which is quite lovely. So anyway, today is a very big day. I'm going to be at the event all day and I'm doing a big keynote this afternoon. Very excited. And I'm talking about the power of connection. Do you know, I've been doing some research and just thinking about the fact that we've never been as connected as we are. Like, we're connected to everybody. You've got every bastard in your phone, your friends, supposedly friends with everybody. You've got more people in your world than ever, but we've never been so disconnected. And I reckon, having just come off a week of Repotted, because that's where I was last week, I reckon we're disconnected from ourselves. So why are we disconnected from ourselves? And I think we've just lost who we are because we're so busy. I was just talking to my daughter about this yesterday. We're all just on fucking multiple platforms replying to multiple people. I don't know about you, but I can't be the only one that goes, oh my God, I saw a message come in and I don't know, where is it? Is it on Instagram? Is it on WhatsApp? Is it on Facebook Messenger? Is it a text? Is it an email? I don't even know where to find my messages because there's so many platforms and we're so busy running around being reactive. And I think we need to be sort of more responsible for our responses and decide what we're going to do. Decide who you're going to reply to, right? Maybe you want to batch people into certain programs or something. Who goes in which app, you know? So it's a funny one, isn't it? Like, my kids tried to get me on Snapchat. Well, I can't fucking do that. I just lose them. And apparently you're supposed to lose them. That's the point, they tell me. But I go, I can't find it. I can't see it. And then if you take a screenshot, you're a weirdo, apparently. The rules, I tell you, I don't understand. So anyway, I said no to Snapchat. That's one of my saying no things. I've pretty much said yes to everything else. Probably doesn't really help then, only saying no to one thing. But when you need to think about your connection, I think being connected to yourself, and that for me comes from space, from going, oh, I just need an hour alone with my thoughts to go, what do I need? What do I want? What am I doing? What do I need to do? And that's why I love my planner, because I love sitting down, and I can't wait to start using my stickers next year, but I love it. I love just sitting down and going, right, what's going on? What are my focuses? What do I need to do? What do I have to do? What do I want to do? And then prioritizing me, right? Prioritizing me. Because what's really interesting, and what I'm talking about in my keynote today, is that all these companies are coming to me and their biggest problem at the moment is AI. And they're all like, oh, AI, AI. And I'm like, oh, mate, where have you been? AI has been around for ages, you know? They're like, oh, AI is taking over. I'm like, AI has already taken over. And dumb people were using it far too much, right? Clever people are using it just enough. Just enough. And I love AI. And there's so many benefits. But what we're disconnected from is ourselves as humans and our human energy. And the only way to fight back at these robots is to increase your intuition, increase your energy, to be more relevant and to create experiences. And when you create experiences for people, and whether that's just saying hi to someone in the supermarket or texting someone a lovely message to go, you rock, you're amazing, I'm glad you're in my world. You know, just understanding the relevance of what a friend needs and using your intuition to go, something's up with you. Are you okay? You okay? What's going on? And we can't tell that. You know, sometimes you can tell. Random people do random things on social media, don't you? And you think, oh yes, we're very connected. Do you know, I was in the supermarket last July, was my birthday, and I was standing in the supermarket and there was a woman I went to school with. And I'm not super close to her, but I know her, she knows me. And the day before my birthday, we were in the supermarket and I looked at her twice and she looked away, she wouldn't speak. And then the next day on Facebook, happy birthday, Lisa. Oh, do you know what? Piss off. You can't talk to me in the supermarket. What are you up to? Like, that's not connection, is it? So we've got this false sense of connection. So that's what I'm going to be playing with today. I'm all about the connection. That's my whole focus of today, trying to stay very present because I'm not speaking until 5 o'clock tonight, which feels like midnight for me because getting on a stage and speaking is my favourite thing and I have to wait all bloody day. So I'm like a child waiting for Christmas at 5 p.m. That's hard. Is that not hard? Anyway, Tuesday, I'm going to go and listen to a couple of other keynotes because I do like to watch other speakers and watch their stagecraft and listen to their messages, and that's going to be exciting. Then, oh my God, I listened last night to Dr. Lucy Hone. Amazing. She's got a new book coming out, you know, Resilience. She wrote that beautiful book called What Abby Taught Us when her beautiful little girl was killed in a car accident. I think it's turned into a new title. I think it's Resilient Grief now. But if you know anyone dealing with grief, that book is unbelievable. Her shit's really good. She's really good. So anyway, Tuesday, few other keynotes to listen to. And then I'm running a Q&A session, a facilitated session, where I get to ask tricky questions. That's going to be quite like a tricky question. Then I've got to whiz home, get on the aeroplane, and then I've got all day Wednesday just sorting my shit out. I've got to catch up. I've got meetings. I've got all sorts of things going on. And then what I'm doing, I'm putting up the Christmas tree. Well, the Christmas tree's up, actually, if the truth be known, but I need to decorate it. And we try and do it as a family with all of the family decorations for every child of mine. So like I've got 400 children, just got four. But every child has had a decoration a year for their lifetime they've been on the planet. Now, my eldest is 26. So that is 26 decorations that he has. And, you know, then 24, 22. So there's at least 80 decorations that they have individually been gifted just from me. But their grandmothers have bought them. Other people have bought them. They bought them for each other. We quite like them. Everyone's random. There's not two the same. And it takes quite a lot. It's a bit of a chaotic tree. I will post a photo. Stay tuned on the Instagram. But Wednesday the 10th is the only time that everyone's bloody can get together because we're all very busy and whimsical these days. And so that's exciting. Whole day at home, catching up on some admin. And then I'm off to Australia. And I get to spend Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with the most divine group of people who are clever and kind and supportive and amazing, and a really dear group of friends, and I can't wait. And we're just gonna sit and absorb each other. Isn't that lovely? And catch up and find out what's happening in each other's worlds. And we all kind of work in similar worlds. And so it's nice to catch up with people who understand your world. And it's really nice to catch up with people, some of them I haven't seen since this time last year. So that's going to be heaven. So that's my whole weekend. And that weekend is a gift to me to survive, because I've survived the whole bloody year. It's been a very big year. And then I'm back and I've got my final week of mopping everything up and doing lots of jobbies before we finish. That's unbelievable, isn't it? So I hope you've got some lists in your planner. I hope you've made a list of what you're going to eat on Christmas Day, or not. If you're not cooking, have you got a gift? You must have a gift for whoever's doing the bloody cooking, right? Find a gift and don't just turn up with a bottle of cheap wine. Ooh, like, buy something lovely. Get them something like a gorgeous apron or a lovely tea towel, or, you know, make them something. Just be thoughtful to whoever is putting on your Christmas, because it's a big job at the end of a big year. So I think you should be grateful. There you go. That's me. So I'm pretty excited that we're on the home straight, heading into the Santa time. And my mission over the summer is to reconnect with myself, reconnect with my friends. And so it's perfect that I'm speaking about connection today. I've been thinking about it a lot. And, you know, obviously I think connection is everything. And our spiritual connection of connecting to something bigger than ourselves is so important in a world full of digital fuckery. Wonder if I'm allowed to say that on stage. Has it stopped me before? Has it? I think I probably can. Right, well, have a lovely Monday. Go make some lists. The end of the year. The year is closing in. So you've got to get moving. Make some lists. Decide what you want to do. Decide who you want to be. Get your shit sorted out. It's not a secret that Christmas is coming, people. It's not a secret. Get on with it. See you soon. Bye.